Proverbs 3:19 and 20 says, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down dew." It's important that we focus our Bible study, including these devotions, on knowing God. Much of the first three chapters of Proverbs is alerting us to the repercussions for rejecting God and his wisdom. We've seen the bumper stickers, t-shirts, and hats that say, "No God, no peace." It's spelled both ways, K-N-O-W, no God, and you'll know peace. But then it's spelled N-O, no God, no peace. And that's the message, basically in a nutshell, the first three chapters of Proverbs. And so our willingness to follow God in his wisdom has to be based on something. It's not just a blind faith. And it depends on our knowing him. You simply don't trust someone you don't know. And I wonder if a lot of Christians have trouble trusting God because they don't know him. I mean, you may know who he is, but knowing who he is different from knowing him. So, in light of this passage, have you ever given much thought to God's omniscience? People avoid these big words. It's not that difficult. Omniscience. Omniscience. Omni means all or everything. Science is like all knowledge. Everything that can be known is science. So, God simply is omniscient. He's all-knowing. And hence, Proverbs 3:19 says, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth." Think of what that means. "By understanding hath he established the heavens." I mean, if you ever give that any thought, it's mind-blowing. You consider just our planet alone, and then the entire universe was made by God's wisdom and understanding. His fingerprints are all over his creation. That's why Romans 1:19 and 20 says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Any honest man or woman can look around and see the evidence of design and the necessity of an all-intelligent designer. We can't even begin to explain much of this universe, and yet we know the one who created this universe has to be way beyond that level of intelligence, an intelligence we can't even scratch the surface of. So it should leave us in awe of our Creator God, who is described in Colossians 1:16 and 17 as being Jesus Christ. It says, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist." It's something you just have to take some time to think about. And then you add to that the amazing fact that this omniscient God loved us and gave himself for us to die and pay for our sins, as described in Ephesians 5:1-2. "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." And verse 20 again says, "By his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew." Those words, "by his knowledge." Just give that some thought. It'll help you appreciate our amazing God and to think about how amazing he is. And yet, Jesus, God, manifest in the flesh, emptied himself of all that glory of heaven to become like man, become the form of man, to die as a man for our sins. It's just an amazing thing, something we should give some serious thought to.